Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. We hope that these podcasts every single day would add spiritual value to your life and enrichment as you seek to walk with Jesus. And if so, man, thanks for being part of this. If you don't mind, hit the subscribe button within the podcast app that you listen to this on. That way, you'll be sure to get every recent episode automatically delivered on your device. Well, today, I want to think about the shape of temptation. Do you know that temptation comes in a lot of different external forms, but internally, it all has a very similar look to it. It has a similar shape to it. It has a similar anatomy. And so what I want to do today is to show all of us that temptation can be stopped ahead of time. It can be stopped before we allow it to play out, because the trap is this. The trap of temptation makes us believe that we would be happier doing it our own way, that we would be happier with life, living our life outside of what God has said. And one of the myths that we've talked about on this podcast before is that if we're tempted, then we have to give in. That if we're tempted, we have to give in. And the truth is, there is always a way out. And so I hope that today, by talking about this shape, you'll be able to see it and put a stop to it. The first thing when it comes to the anatomy or the shape of a temptation is, number one, it starts as a thought. It starts as a sentence in our head. It is just a thought. It's not positive. It's not negative. It's just a sentence that's there that honestly is very neutral at that moment. But number two, that thought can lead to our imagination, where we begin to tease it out. We begin to play it out. We begin to go down the path of entertaining that thought. Then number three, if we like the direction that it's going and we drop our guard, we begin to justify it. We begin to make a case for it. We begin to, in our minds, rationalize why that would be a good thing. And then ultimately, number four, we make a choice. We make a choice based on how those things play out. And what I found, when it comes time to shutting down a temptation, the easiest place to do it is when it's just a thought. But if we're not careful, we'll go down this path. So let me give you an example of this. One example is binge shopping. I love Amazon. Amazon is so great. You get great prices. Things are delivered pretty quickly. You don't even have to leave your house, but it can be a temptation to get stuff that we don't need. It starts as a thought. Well, I'm bored, so let me just open the app and let me start scrolling. I feel down. And so, oh, look, that thing looks awesome. And then we begin to imagine it. Wouldn't it be cool to have that thing? Wouldn't that be cool to have those clothes? Wouldn't it be cool to buy that? And then over time, that thought that led to imagination, we begin to justify it. Well, I need that. I really need that. I've been working hard. I've got some Amazon credit. It's going to show up. I need it. And then ultimately, it leads to a choice. It leads to a choice. I begin to browse. I begin to click. I begin to buy now. Now, that's just one example. You could play this out in any area: sexual temptation, food temptation, spending temptation, on and on and on. You could play this out where our temptations start as a thought, that as we hang out on the thought, we begin to imagine what it would be like, then we begin to justify it, and ultimately, we make a choice. And I just want to encourage you today that as you're tempted, and we're all going to be tempted, if we're breathing, we're going to be tempted, that as we're tempted, we would begin to pay attention, especially in those first critical moments of temptation, that we begin to decide ahead of time that as that thought is there, I'm going to shut it down ahead of time. Because here's what I know: we don't have to give in. Here's what I know: we don't find satisfaction better than what God promises. So instead of giving in, instead of justifying, let's decide ahead of time. God, I want to discover your best, and God, I want to live your best today. Have a great day. We love you guys. We hope to see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.